And if you're comfortable to do so, you may gently close your eyes. And we'll start by simply arriving together in this shared space. Taking in that sense of being on retreat with many spiritual friends, people of all different genders, colors, ages, abilities. Sharing many things in common, including the fact that we're subject to sickness, old age, and death. And just opening our hearts in compassion towards ourselves and towards everyone in this room. Feeling grateful to have so many companions to practice with. A space where we can focus on some of the things that most matter to us in this life. And just gently coming in contact with your own body sitting. Getting a sense of your posture in a general way. Seeing if there's anything you can do to bring a sense of relaxation and ease to your body right now. Part of that might be to gently smile, as it were, at your body, as though spreading warmth and friendliness from your head through your whole body. Feeling any sensations at the top of your head and allowing this kind, friendly awareness to spread. Spread through your face, noticing any feelings in your face and just welcoming them. Receiving them with warmth. Feeling into your shoulders, down your arms, to your fingers and fingertips. Noticing how many different feelings you are aware of right now, changing feelings. noticing your chest, spreading this kind awareness through your chest, aware of the feelings in your chest, around your rib cage, down to your belly. Perhaps noticing the change inherent in those feelings, the signs of impermanence. Noticing your relationship towards whatever you feel, pleasant or unpleasant, or somewhere in between. And spreading this kind awareness down through your back, from the back of the shoulders, the neck, right down, through the shoulder blades, the spine, the muscles in your back. Noticing any feelings in your waist area. Noticing how these feelings change. Arise due to conditions and pass away when those conditions cease. Just nature manifesting itself as this particular sensation right now. Kindly letting things be. Moving down to your hips, your buttocks. Noticing the feelings in the buttocks right now. Maybe pressure in some areas, lightness in others. Maybe heaviness, hardness, softness, whatever you notice in your buttocks, and noticing the change. And allowing this kind awareness to flow through your thighs. With a sense of curiosity as you receive the sensations in your thighs. Different sensations, always changing. Noticing your knees, the feelings in the knees, which may be more intense or maybe easeful, could be pricking feelings, aching pressure. Pleasant or painful. Just accepting the feelings as they are. Moving down through your legs, your shins, your calves, to your ankles and feet. Noticing the various sensations as you scan through your feet, down into each and every toe. Getting a sense of your whole body, how your body feels right now. Perhaps noticing signs of aging, tiredness or some sickness in the body. Or maybe you're experiencing really good health, very little discomfort. Just noticing the condition of your body right now. Noticing the signs of change. Maybe sensations that are changing slowly or quickly. From hot to cold. From pressure to tingling. Maybe noticing vibrations from head to toe. Noticing signs of impermanence. Signs of change. And allowing the mind to let go. Let it be. Perhaps noticing any perceptions that arise. and how your perceptions constantly change. Noticing any mental reactivity. In response to physical or emotional pleasure or pain. Just being aware of how your reactions arise and pass away. Even the mind that's aware is constantly changing. Sometimes the awareness is clear and bright. Other times it fades. All of these body and mind processes simply arising and passing away. Arising due to causes. And passing away when those causes cease. Does any of this belong to a self? Is there anything here I can hold that won't change? So now, if you wish, I'd like to invite you to imagine, remember yourself, perhaps 20 years ago. Maybe as a child or a young adult. The time you were fairly at ease. The time that's clear in your mind. See if you can get an image of yourself at that time. Maybe in a much younger body, if you're a child, much smaller than you are now. Let's see if you can notice how different this body, the body you were in at that time, is from the one you're in now. How did it feel to be 20, 30, 40 years younger? What kind of feelings were present? And did any of them last? What was your physical appearance like? Your hair, your clothes? Your energy levels? What kind of perceptions did you have? What kind of likes and dislikes? Noticing how they may have changed. How do you feel towards this younger version of yourself that has long since disappeared? Can you send this younger version of yourself some kindness, understanding, and happily let them go? Recognizing, it's not me, not mine. Not a self. Coming back once again to your own body right now, in this present moment, the current version of your so-called self. Just establishing mindfulness of your body once again, with its changing feelings and moods, perceptions, reactions, experiences. And just resting in the moment for a while. Noticing this continual flow of change and letting it be with no resistance, no control. And if you wish, I'd like to invite you to now go forward into time and imagine yourself 20, 30, 40 years older. Should you still be alive? Imagining yourself in old age, getting closer to the end of your life. How might your body look now? Can you see your graying hair or hair loss? Perhaps all of your hair has fallen out. What does your skin look like? Even with Botox. How about your eyes, your teeth, your hearing? Perhaps you're a little bit stooped, even unable to walk. And how might your body be feeling? In the later years of your life. Even if you think you're fairly old right now. Imagine 10 or 20 years on. Maybe there's bone loss, muscle wastage. Maybe you tremble when you pick up a heavy object. Your arthritis has got worse. Maybe you're just more fragile. Less mobile, more thin. What might you be feeling? What kind of perceptions might you be having now? How would you like to be in your old age? How would you like to be spending your time? What might matter to you? Who would you like to have around? And one day you do become very, very old and die. So if it's comfortable for you, imagine yourself lying in your coffin. Your body cold, devoid of energy, of life. What does it feel like to see yourself lifeless, dead? Imagine the colour having left your skin, the expression on your face. The body that no longer feels any sensations, but is cold to the touch. How does it feel to see yourself dead? Knowing this will one day be the case. No one can escape from dying. It will be the end of your journey in this body. all the life force used up. Perhaps, although your body's dead, your consciousness is still around, free, at ease. From this perspective, seeing yourself now, what would you like to say to yourself? Is there anything, any message you'd like to convey? Perhaps you're able to view yourself now with more compassion. More perspective. Perhaps some good advice. And lastly, letting go of this impression of yourself lying dead in your coffin or grave, and just gently returning back to your body, sitting here on the seat or on your mat. Still very much alive. Sensate. Able to feel so many different physical sensations, different emotions and moods. Once again, just gently feeling into your body, noticing changing sensations, and noticing how you feel right now. What was the effect of this meditation on your mind? How have your moods, your emotions changed? Is there more acceptance? More ease? Did you meet some resistance? Some fear? Just noticing without judgment. And just gently letting things be. recognizing the gift of being alive. Feeling grateful to your body the way it is right now. Not the healthiest, but still good enough. With so much energy for practice and for cultivating wholesome states. Just extending thoughts of gratitude and compassion towards yourself and to everyone else in this room. May we all be happy. May we all be peaceful. May we all realize the end of all birth and death.